This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 21st, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. February 12, 2017 was the last day Pastor Raymond Koh was seen in Malaysia. More than 10 masked men jumped out from three black SUVs and abducted Pastor Koh in broad daylight, leading many to believe that he was kidnapped by members of a trained paramilitary force, reports International Christian Concern. Prior to his disappearance, Muslims claimed his charitable group, Hope Community, converted Muslims to Christianity, an act forbidden by law in Malaysia. As a result, he and his wife received letters with bullets and white powder, respectively. On April 3, 2019, the National Human Rights Commission of Malaysia announced that Raymond Koh was a victim of enforced disappearance and alleged the Royal Malaysia Police's special branch was the abductor of Pastor Koh. Proverbs 12, verse 19 says, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." Please continue to pray for Pastor Raymond Koh, his wife Susanna, and his children Jonathan, Esther, and Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II, age 95, has tested positive for COVID, reports the BBC. The monarch is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms but expects to continue light duties at Windsor Castle over the coming week, the palace said. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who declared the first ever Emergencies Act to give the police additional tools to remove Freedom Convoy truckers and protesters, unfairly claimed that conservatives were standing with the Nazi swastika flag. He made this outrageous claim despite the fact that 99.99% of the protesters are not waving the swastika flag, and those who have cited Hitler, like Tesla founder Elon Musk, have claimed that Canada's cross-border vaccine mandate is, quote, the path to tyranny, end quote. The New York Post reported that Musk tweeted a satirical meme that showed a picture of Hitler saying, quote, "Stop comparing me to Justin Trudeau. I had a budget," end quote. Here is Trudeau's statement.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians who deserve to be able to get to their jobs, who be able to get their lives back. These illegal protests need to stop, and they will, Mr. Speaker.
Dane Lloyd, a conservative member of the Canadian Parliament, was outraged. Three times in a row, he pressed Trudeau for an apology to no avail.
Mr. Speaker, I've never seen such shameful and dishonorable remarks coming from this Prime Minister. My great-grandfather flew over 30 missions over Nazi Germany. My great-great-uncle's body lies at the bottom of the English Channel. There are members of this Conservative caucus who are the descendants of victims of the Holocaust. For the Prime Minister to accuse any colleague in this House of standing with the swastika is shameful. I'm giving the Prime Minister an opportunity. I'm calling on him to unreservedly apologize for this shameful remark.
On Saturday, Rebel News Director Ezra Levant tweeted video evidence that a female reporter from the conservative news outlet on the ground in Ottawa was, quote, assaulted by Trudeau's police, end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Video evidence shows Alexa Lavoie wailing in pain after she reports being beaten three times by a policeman with a stick and then shot in the leg with a tear gas canister at point-blank range. Listen to the incident.
Get her out of the car.
Get her out.
What is it?
What is it?
What is it?
Give birth?
It's worse.
Levant tweeted, quote, Alexis says she was specifically targeted by a cop who saw her camera. She says he came up to her and beat her and pushed her down. She says he tried to knock the phone out of her hands to stop her from filming, end quote. Rebel News is suing the Ottawa police on behalf of their reporter. In addition, a lady was trampled by a horse ridden by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Listen to the reaction of witnesses.
They just trampled this lady. They just fully trampled that lady. Now the lady got fully trampled with a horse.
These protesters and reporters can identify with the heart cry of David from Psalm 57, verse 4. Enemies, like lions, are all around me. I must lie down among them. Their teeth are like spears and arrows, their tongues as sharp as swords. Republican Congressman Jim Hagedorn of Minnesota's 1st District died last Thursday, reports the Epoch Times. He was 59. He was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer in 2019 and received immunotherapy to treat the cancer. In December 2020, he underwent surgery to remove the kidney. Then, in July 2021, the cancer had returned. Last month, Hagedorn checked into the Mayo Clinic Hospital in Minnesota after a COVID-19 diagnosis. He said he had been vaccinated for the coronavirus. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wrote, quote, he was a patriot who will be remembered for his strong Christian faith, his deep passion for serving others, and his joyful spirit, end quote. And finally, on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina predicted that if President Joe Biden were to nominate South Carolina federal judge Michelle Childs to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer on the Supreme Court, Childs would likely win more than 10 Republican votes in the Senate.
I can't think of a better person for President Biden to consider for the Supreme Court than Michelle Childs. She has wide support in our state. She's considered to be a fair-minded, highly gifted jurist. She's one of the most decent people I've ever met. It would be good for the court to have somebody who's not at Harvard or Yale. She's a graduate of the University of South Carolina, a public education background. She's been a workers' comp judge. She's highly qualified. She's a good character. I cannot say anything bad about Michelle Childs. She is an awesome person.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. And now here to close the newscast is my son, Valor Tyndale, as he celebrates his 7th birthday today.
Today's the day for Jesus Christ.